No surprise here, new home sales are down again.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Adrienne Hill in for Steve Chiatakis. New home sales fell again in August, reaching a six-month low. According to figures just out this morning, sales dropped off 2.3%. In actual number of houses, that points to an annual rate of about 295,000 homes, which sounds like a lot, but is actually less than half the number of new homes that economists think need to sell in order to have a healthy housing market. To put all these numbers in perspective for us, we reached out to Patrick Newport. He's a housing economist with IHS Global Insight. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what are you seeing in these numbers today?
Well, these are pretty bad numbers. These are the seventh worst numbers that we've ever had. And 2011 is shaping up to be the worst year on record for new home sales.
And what's it tell us about the economy?
Well, it doesn't tell us much about the economy. It tells us that the housing market, or at least the market for new homes, is just stuck at the bottom. There's no sign that it's going to get out of it very soon.
Why are they stuck?
Well, I think there are two reasons. One of them is a foreclosure problem, and I think the second reason is related to builders having trouble getting credit. It's a combination of the two.
Now, the Obama administration is working on a plan that might allow more borrowers to refinance at low rates. What impact could that have on the housing market?
Well, I think it will have a positive impact, but there has been a study by an economist at MIT and from the Congressional Budget Office, and their conclusion is that it would be a good thing for the economy, but it wouldn't solve the housing market's problems.
Why is that?
For the most part, it just puts money in the pocket of some people, but not that much. And on top of that, taxpayers will take a hit on this. So when you add the winners and the losers together on net, it's a positive, but not a game changer.
Patrick Newport is a housing economist with IHS Global Insight. Thanks so much.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, let's do the numbers. Numbers are up this morning. The Dow is up nearly 154 points to 10,925. The Nasdaq is up 5 points, and the S&P 500 up nearly 1%. European markets did well today, also on news there may be a plan in the works that could help resolve the Greek debt crisis. The DAX finished up more than 2%. The shine is off gold today. The precious metal suffered its steepest decline in 3 years. Internet video streamer Netflix has reached a deal with DreamWorks Animation to distribute its films, and there's clearly a market for animated features out there. Hollywood proved it doesn't need to make new movies in order to make a buck this weekend. The 3D re-release of the 1994 Lion King pulled in $22 million, making it number one for a second weekend in a row and making Simba a bigger draw than Brad Pitt. Hakuna Matata, Brad Pitt. Hakuna Matata. His film Moneyball made nearly $21 million.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering Pop Money, a way to pay other people online by sending an email or text. Learn more at allybank.com. By CSX, transporting 2 billion pounds of goods to market by train and working to help move the economy forward. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Constant Contact, combining email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on the clock. Learn more at ConstantContact.com.
Outside Seattle today, thousands of workers will celebrate at Boeing's factory. The airline maker delivers its first 787 Dreamliner to Japan's biggest airline. As Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, after years of delay, Boeing will have to sell a whole lot of these planes to break even.
Boeing's new Dreamliner was 8 years in the making, but it is a marvel of engineering, says aerospace analyst Wolfgang Demisch.
The airplane is the pioneer in aircraft technology. It is lighter and more efficient than anything currently available.
But all those advances in composite materials and aeronautics came at a price. Analysts estimate Boeing spent as much as $20 billion, several times what was predicted. Orders have been rolling in, more than 800 so far, but aerospace consultant Scott Hamilton says Boeing probably needs to sell 1,200 just to cover costs.
They'll get there. Of course, it takes a long time to deliver 1,200 airplanes, so you won't see actual profit on the airplane for the better part of a decade.
Boeing faces another challenge. It'll ultimately have to produce about 10 of these incredibly complicated airplanes every month just to keep the Dreamliner profitable. Right now, Boeing's cranking out just two a month. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
The Senate has a key vote today, whether to shut down the government or not. Okay, it's not exactly that simple. They're trying to agree on a short-term funding bill. But if they don't, we're stuck with a partial government by the end of the week. The worst part is, this should be the easy part. Our New York bureau chief, Heidi Moore, reports.
Breaking news. We have gridlock in Washington. If that seems like an old story, it is. We heard it in April, when the deficit fight first heated up, and again in August, when congressional dysfunction brought the country within 10 hours of being unable to pay its bills. James Lucier is a managing director with Capital Alpha Partners in Washington. He sees a pattern here.
It tells you that Congress is still perched on a knife's edge. They're really not ready to make a lot of fundamental decisions that have to do with finances.
That's bad news because there are a lot of those decisions waiting to be made before next year's presidential election.
We could be going through a budget crunch, another debt ceiling crunch, the Supreme Court issuing its decision on the president's health care plan. So if you think we've had a busy summer, until you see what comes up over the new year and through next summer.
For the politicians, the gridlock is part of their struggle for survival. Unfortunately, it's the same for the economy. In New York, I'm Heidi Moore for Marketplace.
And finally, love or hate President Obama, he's no good for traffic. Reports are that the president will arrive at LAX just before 5 o'clock today. He's got two fundraisers scheduled this evening, which will no doubt gnarl commutes. There's got to be a good name for these Obama-related traffic jams. Obamageddon seems too easy and overblown. LA Observed is calling it an Obama jam. Do you have a better idea? Tweet it to us. We're at MKT Place Radio, and I'm at Adrian Hill. And this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Dynamic pricing. The practice is expanding now more than ever, and it applies to everything from DVD players to airline tickets.
You can see drops of $100, $200 over the course of a couple of days.
I'm Bob Moon, so when's it best to buy? Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.